With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
National Insurance Awareness Day is celebrated each year on June 28th. This day was created as a day to review your insurance coverages. Insurance does offer one peace of mind, knowing that you're financially protected in case of loss, damage, illness, or death. Well, I guess happy National Insurance Awareness Day then. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, they can be found at tandemhr.com, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we'll be joined by guests, Linda Foreman, speaking about women in business. We're going to be talking with David Levine from Illinois Nut and Candy, Paul Miller from the Pauly Group, and Tom Peters from Symbol Job Training. A great lineup of guests. Once again, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I can think of nobody better to talk about such an important issue in business, women in business, than my very good friend, Linda Foreman, who has been involved in the National Association of Women Business Owners for as long as I've known you, Linda. And we're just thrilled to have you on Get Down to Business. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Shalom. I'm very happy to be here and certainly happy to talk about NABO Chicago, which is one of my favorite organizations.
One of your favorite. I'd love to hear about some of the others if we have some time. So, Linda, before we jump into talking about NABO, tell us about sort of who you are, what you do, and I guess how you got involved in such a special organization.
Well, I'm a CPA. I have my own firm in Evanston, Illinois, overlooking a beautiful lakefront right now. And I was formerly a partner with a larger firm. And would you believe that one of my male partners a few years ago said to me, "You have to get involved in this women's business organization." And I thought, oh no, this is not where the action is. Boy, was I wrong.
And it wasn't like a dating setup or something like that. It wasn't that's where he met like his significant other.
No, it was not. He recognized the power of the organization and that it was a lot different from many of the other women's organizations. It's something that people really pay attention to when you mention the word NABO. We have political clout. We train people. We're mentoring. We're just a tremendous resource, and it really makes you look smarter.
It definitely does. So, Linda, you as a business owner owning a firm in Evanston, through the organization, through NABO, have you met some people that you've been able to work with?
Actually, right now we're working on a very significant matching, and NABO oftentimes is all about connections. This doesn't happen at your first meeting, obviously, but client came to me referred by someone else who a long time ago, I probably was in that NABO track, and she had a business, and she was depending on one key person to do a lot of the technical work. And that key person didn't have the kind of entrepreneurial timeliness and flair that she needed. And she was saying, gee, I don't know if we can get this off the ground. And suddenly I realized, oh, my goodness, there is a perfect company with a long line of experience at NABO. And they would be perfect because they've got the technical capabilities, the security capabilities, and we can have we can really get this business to go forward. And it turned out to really do the trick, and this is going to be a marvelous business that is going to work well for both of them.
And on a personal note, I joined you, Linda, at the recent NABO luncheon, which was just a fantastic experience. I met so many wonderful people. And you're right, the clout is there. I saw I was standing with you when our Attorney General Lisa Madigan walked through, and I mean, she wanted to be in that room. She wanted to be surrounded by friends, and she is a real supporter of the organization. And you saw how seriously people take the organization, which is just fantastic. And the chocolate hour at the end of the luncheon certainly didn't hurt either. It was just a wonderful event all around. So NABO is such a great organization. So Linda, let's talk about women in business. Do you think that women are given the same opportunities in business and in jobs as their male counterparts?
Well, I think the standing joke that if we had a woman president, we'd save money because we'd only have to pay 70% of salary, that a lot of that is true. And I think there is a tendency, too, for women to undervalue themselves. And I think that's somewhat of a cultural thing. And that's something that through our mentorship, we try to drum into people that, hey, you know, you're just as good as the girl or the guy down the street. And to value yourself by the benefit that you give to someone else. And it sets people's minds in a different view, and it's a really good thing, especially when you're an entrepreneur, you're starting out, and you don't have a lot of people to talk to or that you trust to open up to.
And we're talking with Linda Foreman, a CPA in Evanston, and a very active and involved member of NABO, who's telling us about women in business. And Linda, you and I know a lot about how difficult it is to start a small business. It's a lot of hard work. It's they don't call it building a business for no reason. It really is building the opportunities, and you have to work hard, long hours, day and night, and I've met some of the most amazing women business owners that are out there. They're juggling family lives, they're taking care of their household, but also running very, very successful business operations as well. Can you tell us some of the success stories of some of your, I know, lobbying work that you've been trying to, that you've been using NABO for to create the right environment for women in business?
Well, besides valuing ourselves, we also have to set priorities. And one of the things that women especially, and it isn't only women, because I had a discussion before this week with a male client who has the same issue. Entrepreneurs tend to do everything themselves, and it's hard to let go of certain tasks because you did it before when you were smaller, and only you can do it as well. And what you really have to do is you have to purchase your time. That sounds kind of funny, but you have to hire people to take care of the things that you either like doing the least or really aren't as beneficial. Nobody sells your company like you. And you've got to be out there in front of people keeping your current clients happy by popping in, making calls, having ideas. And you have to start thinking about having a staff, whether it's a temporary situation, they have somebody in several hours a week, or a permanent full-time commitment. This is an investment just as much as computers and machinery and anything else.
Fantastic advice for women or men in business. Delegate, outsource, make sure you build the right team for success in your small business. Very, very important information. So, Linda, tell us about some of the work that you've been engaged in through NABO and through some of the other organizations. I believe you're also involved in the Illinois CPA Society. You're just about as actively involved as it gets in the world of small business. What are the things you're working on?
Well, I've been very fortunate because I'm a past vice president and board member of the Illinois CPA Society, and also am fortunate enough to be on their PAC, and we just had a legislative dinner earlier this week, and which also included Robin Gable, who came to the NABO event, sat at your table. She's a representative from the Evanston area, and Elaine Neckritz was at the meal earlier this week, and she was involved in really getting the pension discussion not only started, but kept it going for the state of Illinois, which was
so
an
important,
awfully brave thing to do. And we do need to, it's what's funny, and not only in NABO and for the Illinois CPA Society, when we go to people, and Shalom, I think you've heard this too when we were lobbying in Washington, is that the representatives and senators need to hear from us as business people.
And you're helping them speak up on behalf of the businesses and the Illinois CPA Society and NABO. Linda, we have just about 30 seconds remaining. How can people reach you, and how can people learn more about the organizations that you're involved in?
Well, the organization, NABO, just go to www.nabochicago.org, and you'll see all of our benefits and our activities and all the good things about the organization. I would highly recommend it, and you can just Google me, and you'll find me as well.
Linda Foreman, thanks for joining us, talking all about business and women in business through a wonderful organization, NABO Chicago. You can join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. Find out more and download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. After the break, let's talk more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyas. Taking a look at traffic, the Eames is moving well in both directions. No delays there. Inbound Kennedy, not too bad. Just a 20-minute ride into downtown. Outbound, 25 minutes out to the airport. It's going to be a little slow from Lawrence to Canfield. Express lanes are moving delay-free. The Eisenhower, a little slow in some spots due to road construction, but overall not too bad. 29 minutes to the post office. It's open from Thorndale to the Circle Interchange. Outbound, 29 minutes to Thorndale. Road construction's slowing things down from Canal to Morgan. Roadway has been reduced to 3 lanes, so just be careful out there. That's going to be going on until Thursday, July 21st. Chicago, 76 degrees, a little cloudy out there. Tonight going down to 62, tomorrow back up to 82. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
According to the National Academy of Scientists, if a hurricane has a female name, people are less likely to seek shelter and more people die because they don't take the hurricane seriously.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
If you hear that Hurricane Buffy's coming, it doesn't much matter. If you hear Hurricane Lucifer's coming, you get the hell out of the way. Hurricane Candy, I think I'm going to the strip club.
You're getting singles out. Hurricane Mike, oh, we're screaming out.
Nah, Mike's pretty innocuous. Now I want to run for Mike. Hurricane Mike Ditka. Now I'm moving.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
For years, joint relief has been defined by two words, chondroitin and glucosamine. But now there's a word that's twice as powerful as they are, and that word is Beneflex. Beneflex is a revolutionary joint formula from the makers of GNC's innovative product of the year. Its unique combination of ingredients has been shown to be twice as powerful as ordinary supplements using just glucosamine plus chondroitin. And right now, you can receive a complimentary sample of Beneflex by calling 1-800-300-3669. In 4 scientific studies, 2 patented ingredients in Beneflex were shown to provide effective joint relief so powerful you only need 1 pill a day to start feeling relief in just 7 days. So if you want to experience the powerful Beneflex difference, I have just one word for you. Hurry! Call now to guarantee your complimentary sample. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling now. 1-800-300-3669. That's 1-800-300-3669.
You are back with a show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. So last time that we talked with our next guest, the political world looked just a little bit different. We're privileged to be joined once again with my good friend Paul Miller from the Pauly Group. He knows just about everything that's going on in the world of politics in general, but certainly a lot about Republican politics. Paulie, it's been an interesting few weeks, hasn't it?
It's definitely been an interesting few weeks. And with the summer starting and the good weather, it's all about campaigns, and campaign season has begun.
Campaign season has begun, and let's start with Washington and work our way back to Illinois. This show, for those of you that are just listening to us, it's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and I cannot emphasize enough how important it is that people speak up and listen to these updates about what's going on and how politics impacts your small business and, frankly, your job opportunities. It's so important, and Paul is such a valuable asset. So let's start with Washington. So last week, the political world was, I'd say, flabbergasted is probably an understatement to learn that the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor was lost in a primary campaign, an almost unheard of occurrence. Paul, what's going to be in Washington? We've already elected a new majority leader, but are things going to change out there?
I don't think they're going to change too much. Obviously, people were very surprised about what happened with Eric Cantor's defeat, and everyone out there has their own analysis. One of the big questions is was Cantor's defeat really a result of his position on immigration reform? And that's obviously a big question that really impacts businesses, the economy, as well as where people just feel, you know, what's the Constitution? What are the laws that the government should be enforcing, especially on our borders? But I don't think it's going to change too much. I think people are going to stay with the positions that they've had before. And one of the reasons is what's coming out is that immigration might have had something to do with his defeat, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that he was no longer in touch with his district. And one of the things that they always say is that all politics is local, and he had angered a lot of his constituents and a lot of the party people back home in Virginia. They felt he was no longer representing them, and that's where the defeat came. So you're hearing about the Tea Party, you're hearing about immigration. It really had to do with the fact that he just ignored everything going back home, and it came and it bit him at the end.
And it's such a tough balance for somebody. You almost can't blame him specifically, but it's tough for anybody in the leadership. They have to balance a lot of things. They have to balance the responsibilities
exactly right.
Of their district and the responsibilities of trying to keep their caucus together. So it's hard to be in more than one place at a time.
During an election year, they're out and about constantly trying to raise money. So that takes them away even more so than they would normally do in a in any so-called off year.
So Eric Cantor was, I'd say, very well connected in the world of big business. Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy, his new replacement as the House Majority Leader, is pretty tied into the world of tech out in California. So do you think that we're going to be seeing any substantial changes in the policy on business?
I don't think from the Republican side you're going to still see a very pro-business party. What you might also see, though, is maybe more of a reach out to the tech sector. Most of the tech sectors out there have been leaning towards the left. It's always been known about how Google and organizations like that have to support Democrats much more than Republicans. Depending on the relationships he's built over the years, some of that might change. That can impact campaign finances. One thing Republicans may want to try to do with this new tech connection, I would call it, is they may want to try to find a way to use that to their advantage during campaigns. One thing Democrats have done probably since 2006 is they've utilized technology so much better than the Republicans. Is this something that he's going to try to introduce? We're only going to find out in November on that front.
That's for sure. And final thought on Washington before we talk some Illinois politics. Our representative out here in Illinois, I'm not sure how many of our listeners he represents, but Peter Roskam, he almost made it. He almost made it as the House Majority Whip, but he didn't. Is that a good thing, bad thing?
It's a moot point. Roskam wasn't going to win it because he's from Illinois, and right now, you know, you're dealing with a state that him becoming whip is not going to really bring anything back from, any type of political gain. While his replacement, I believe, is from California, and that's still a very blue state. There's some strides that could be made out there. But I don't think I don't think Roskam had a chance from the beginning. And he's still going to be a very, very powerful figure. I think Peter Roskam is going to be a name that you're going to see in the future for Speaker of the House. So don't count Peter Roskam out at all. Does it hurt Illinois or take away from any of Illinois' power? The answer to that is no. Truth be told, Illinois is not exactly a very powerful state right now when it comes to the GOP and the House overall.
That's true. So let's talk what's been going on in Springfield. Session finished. It's now completely and totally political. You've got a number of races for the state house, for the Senate, and of course our very popular race for governor. What's been the latest in that race? I know there's been a lot of back and forth on both sides. Let's talk Pat Quinn and Bruce Rauner.
Okay, well, first of all, Bruce Rauner, some of the big developments with him has been obviously the continuation to raise a ton of money. Recently, he had a contribution of, I believe, was $2.5 million from Mr. Griffin, who I think is part of the company. I think it's called the Citadel. Someone who actually has been involved on and off the few years with GOP politics, and someone who's also even given to Democrats. He is obviously now standing behind Bruce Rauner. He's showing you with his pocketbook. But the truth of the matter is that this is one race where money is not going to be a big issue because both candidates are going to have it. What Bruce Rauner might be having a little trouble with right now is that he's recently come out with some position policies, and they've just lacked details. So he's taken a little bit of a beating, especially from Crane Chicago Business, some other members of the press. The bottom line, though, is the question is, does that really matter to the voter? And in my opinion, the answer is no. Illinois is a state that, you know, I'm sure you've talked about on your show, that unfortunately, economically, they are struggling possibly worse than any other state in the nation. And people really want to see some type of change in Springfield. They need that economic help. Is Bruce Rauner going to be the one to take over from Pat Quinn? I think the odds on him right now are good that he will be, you know, he would definitely be in the lead right now. Pat Quinn doesn't seem to really be able to get anything positive going for his campaign. But, you know, the news isn't all bad for Democrats because the reality is that unfortunately for Republicans, the House and Senate GOP have not put up strong slates for both the House and the Senate. So you're not going to see any change over there. You might see a swing of a couple seats in both the House and the Senate going either way. But unfortunately, more localized with state House and state Senate, you're just not going to see much happening.
And as we all know, politics, things change very, very quickly. Things can happen. And in the gubernatorial race, you never know what can come out about either of the candidates. I know Pat Quinn's dealing with a little troubled program that he funded a few years ago, and Bruce Rauner's got that position or the policy that he can't seem to get to the finish line. So there's going to be it's going to go back and forth, and while the odds might be in favor of one candidate right now, things can change, and certainly in any of the individual races as well. So Paul, we have got about a minute remaining. Can you tell us sort of, again, how people can stay engaged, any particular websites you want people to look at, and, of course, how people can follow up with you?
Well, in Illinois, I think one of the best websites to check out is IllinoisWatchdog.org. Just as it's spelled out, you actually can go to the website watchdog.org, go to the state section of Illinois. They got a lot of great coverage coming out of Springfield. And people do have to stay engaged. As far as me, you can always count and get me at the Pauly Group, PAULIegroup.com. Happy to take questions, hear anything going on. One thing I want to bring up for your listeners is an issue that's starting to develop in Washington and back home is the price of gas.
And that's an issue that we got to follow. That's an important issue for business owners to keep track of. Business owners, people going to work, employees, everybody has to watch that issue. Follow up with Pauly Group, thepaulygroup.com. Great information, great political updates. We appreciate it. After the break, we're going to be talking more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're on with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
So I'm sure you're wondering how it is we deliver two newscasts an hour filled with the latest information from around the world, along with local news, traffic, and weather. The truth is, you don't want to know. It's kind of like watching a video about how hot dogs are made. Then you never want to eat another hot dog again. And you definitely don't want to know what happens when we bring you a breaking story as it's happening. Just go on chewing your hot dog with news updates twice an hour on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. On his way to Baghdad, Secretary of State Kerry in Jordan after visiting Cairo and meeting with Egypt's new president.
Of course, one of his main missions is to shore up the embattled government of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, trying to encourage him, too, to be more inclusive toward political opponents.
Fox's James Rose and his colleagues claim he deserted in Afghanistan. An update on Bo Bergdahl.
Bo Bergdahl's no longer an inpatient at Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas. The Army says he's now getting medical care and reintegration therapy as an outpatient on Joint Base San Antonio Fort Sam Houston.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nato. And the U.S. and Portugal tied with one goal apiece at the World Cup in Brazil. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus, taking a look at traffic. Well, just a couple of major events going on this weekend that may cause some delays. One up in Highland Park, it may have some effect on the Edens later on this evening. Hall & Oates concert at Ravinia. So expect some traffic before and after, some heavy traffic actually on Lake Cook Road and Sheridan before and after the show. Metro Union Pacific North Line trains will stop at Ravinia Park. There's also a concert at the United Center this evening at about 7 o'clock, so expect some traffic around that area as well. And the World Cup viewing party is going on at 5. It's already started. It's going on and strong right now. It's about in Grand Park, so expect some delays in that area. Watch pedestrian traffic. It's going to be heavy. Chicago, 76 degrees. Tonight, going down to about 62. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
You are back with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. This is the show that profiles and spotlights the stories of entrepreneurial success and small business owners, and probably one of the sweetest, literally the sweetest small business owner that I know is my very good friend, David Levine. David, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me on the phone today, Shalom.
Of course, David. So tell us about your business in Skokie, Illinois.
What we do is we specialize in indulgence. And it's not just for those who are coming in for that quick fix, who want a piece of almond bark or award-winning peanut butter bark. We help our customers brand their gifts in unique, sweet ways, whether they be chocolate business cards, chocolate airplanes for those in the aeronautical industry, chocolate cards in the automotive industry, or a thank you box, which helps our clients say thank you in 17 different languages.
I love it. And David is, it's always fun to network with David. The show is a lot about networking. And in fact, you could join us for a networking event on July 8th at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove. But David is all about networking as well. And I love networking with David because his business cards are in chocolate and it makes an impression on people. And I've seen the impact that your products that I try to use as often as possible have when I give a gift to a colleague, to a client, to a friend. People appreciate it. So, David, can you tell us why it is so important, gift giving in general, but perhaps your gifts, your sweet gifts in particular for businesses, both big and small?
I think it's important. It's not so much the gift. You could give anything to people, and it's really about the experience of the gift itself. So, of course, I say we give gifts that leave lasting impressions. We give sweet gifts, but think about, you know, in general, how often do people not even send an email that say thank you? And I think it starts out with just a general email, thank you, a handwritten thank you note, and then, you know, when appropriate, sending out a gift. And hopefully you do send a gift from my store. But I think it starts with a general thank you. People forgot to say thank you a long time ago. And especially think about this. If you get a great referral, what better way to say thank you for the referral and to the business than to send some acknowledgement to the person that took the 30 seconds or the 2 minutes to make that introduction for you? It's good karma.
It really is. So for our listeners that are out there, small business owners or big business owners that are out there that want to say thank you to somebody, if they came into your store, they called you, and they didn't know what they were doing, they didn't know what to give and how much to spend, would you and your staff sit with them and sort of customize the experience for them?
Yeah, what we do is the first thing we say is, what's your budget? Because if, you know, your budget is X, whatever that X is, and I try to sell you Y, that's really a bad experience. You're not going to enjoy yourself, and you're going to feel like you got taken, and nobody wants to feel that way. So the first thing we do is we ask our customers, what are you looking to spend? What's your budget? And then we give them options in that price range and say, you know, let's say they say my budget's $20. Well, great. Here's what we could do. We could do a box of thank yous in 17 different languages for $17.50. We could do a box of English toffee for $18.50. And we give you two options below your price point. So with tax, you're right there. And then if they say, you know, I want something a little bit more, then we could go, okay, well, here's your options, and we start going up slowly. And it's all about giving people the choice, giving people the opportunity to decide, this is what I want, this is what I want to spend, because don't forget, no matter what you spend, there's still tax and delivery.
And the suite experience isn't only for people in business. My listeners know I live and work in Skokie, and Illinois Nut and Candy on Dempster Street is a popular destination, in fact, a hard-to-miss destination.
Well, we like to think of ourselves as a landmark in Skokie. It's the sweet spot.
It really is the sweet spot, and you've gotten a lot of attention for your leadership in this area. Everybody knows. Everybody in the area knows where you are, and I hope that our listeners will make a little trip out to Skokie and visit. So, David, what are some of the craziest things that you've put together? You do a lot of custom chocolates. You've done weddings, bar mitzvahs, all sorts of different family celebrations. What's the craziest thing you've ever had to make in chocolate?
Craziest thing we made for the TV show on TLC, The Four Weddings, we recreated the Emerald City. For another wedding we did for a friend who was having a Star Wars-themed wedding, we recreated a Chocolate 2D2. We don't want to get sued, so it's Chocolate 2D2. In addition to that, for some of our corporate accounts, we did a chocolate Jaguar for a Jaguar club. We've done Hummers once upon a time for when Hummers were big. And we've done a lot of chocolate airplanes. For a lot of our salespeople that knock on a lot of doors who want something unique, they order chocolate puzzle pieces from us. So when they walk in and they cold call, they could say, I'm the missing piece of the puzzle.
I love it. I love it. It's a sweet experience. It's an awesome experience, a delicious experience. And in fact, actually, today, as we record the show, I'm sitting next to my wife, Ellie, and it's actually her birthday.
So happy birthday.
Now I'm excited to come back home and stop by for a little treat on the way home. So I know where you are, but perhaps some of our listeners do not. David, how can people find you on the web and in person?
You can find us on the web at raisingthecandybar.com. And you could find us in Skokie at 3745 Dempster. And if you mention the promo code Shalom, you will get 5%. Make it 10% off your first order when you mention Shalom's name. And that will be active on the website as soon as I hang up the phone.
That's awesome. David, thanks for that experience. Hopefully our listeners will get out there and use that promo code Shalom in placing that order 10% off. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@TandemHR.com. Once again, TandemHR.com. David, thanks for sharing the experience of chocolate and gift giving. After the break, we're going to be talking more small business, jobs, entrepreneurship, and of course, some networking tips for all of our business owners out there. You're on with Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic. Well, good news on the Edens. It is all clear, delay-free in either direction. The Kennedy inbound, not too bad. Just a 20-minute ride to downtown. It's wide open from the River Road Toll Plaza to Montrose. No delays from Montrose to the Hubbard Street Tunnel. The outbound direction, just a 22-minute trip out to the airport. A little slow from Nagel to Harlem, but nothing more than that. The express lanes are wide open. No delays there. Eisenhower inbound, 29. 9 minutes to the post office. Outbound, to 29-minute trip out to Thorndale. No major delays there either. Stevenson inbound, 34 minutes to Lakeshore Drive. Outbound, just a 34-minute trip to 355. Chicago, 75 degrees. A little cloudy out there tonight, going down to 62. Tomorrow, back up to 82. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll even give you 4 additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Let's talk some more small business and jobs. You are listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We are joined on the phone with my good friend Tom Peters, who heads up the operations for a facility that is actually my neighbor, Symbol Job Training, that is really a leader in the world of manufacturing. And manufacturing, Tom, is probably one of the areas of growth where there are a lot of jobs. And in fact, there is so much demand. I think you're having a difficult time sort of keeping up with it, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it's definitely hot and heavy these days, and it is a very high in demand profession and industry. So again, thank you for having me on here. With manufacturing, especially now, kind of going further with the reshoring efforts, I believe over the past years you might have heard of offshoring efforts where jobs were heading out over to China and Mexico, et cetera. But now a lot of the companies have kind of ran their numbers and experienced it firsthand that there were a lot of hidden costs associated with these offshoring efforts. So there's a big push now of reshoring, which is kind of bringing those jobs back here to the States, especially since the U.S. is such a large market and, from consumer products, et cetera. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So Symbol Job Training is really training the future employees in the world of manufacturing, the folks that are going to make all of the different pieces that go into our cars, the pieces that we live with so often, but probably don't think very much about how they're being made. So you're creating those professionals, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. We're creating kind of the machinists of tomorrow. Which, it's a very vital skill set to be able to make these parts, obviously, more importantly, operate the machinery that is responsible for manufacturing these products and parts. So
let's
yeah,
talk
absolutely.
Machinists. Let's talk machinists. So what's the average salary for a machinist that comes through your program?
So an average salary starting out, it could be anywhere between $40,000 to $60,000 coming out. So that's great money, and I'm talking about just with a 4-month training course here at Symbol without a college degree. So it's good money to be made. There's some overtime hours that might be involved there, but still it's a very great salary to become self-sufficient and earn a living that way, earn an honest living, and then the kind of the sky's the limit with it, where 10 years down the line, if you learn a little bit more, you could be making in the six figures.
And in the Chicagoland area, are the jobs for the machinists, are they available?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we held a job fair here on site in Skokie at our training facility, and we had about 15 employers come in, and these are manufacturers, so not staffing agencies. And they were just looking for direct hires, and they needed them, to fill these jobs in essence yesterday. So it's there's a certain very high demand for this, and I don't believe it's going away because there's just not enough people entering the field. And, you know, even those who are in the field, they're kind of a, what you might have heard of, a graying workforce. So they're going to be leaving the field just due to age.
And clearly the growth is there because not only do you have your training facility in Skokie, but you now have opened up a second location in Addison and really getting ready to train even more machinists and fill even more jobs. So how many people come through your program every year?
So every year, you know, we've kind of grown gradually over the years, but last year we had about 230 to 250 students come through, and this year hopefully we'll have a little bit more, and that's still not enough to keep up with the demands because there's thousands of jobs, you know, that are still left available or even machines being left vacant, just because it's not because of lack of business, but because of lack of that human capital or the talent pipeline.
And you must sleep very well at night knowing that over 200 people are going through your program, and hopefully receiving a job at the end of the line, that they're making a, what we always refer to as definitely a living wage, a wage that they will be able to support their family. And that's so important. It's been a tough few years, a tough economy. And the fact that you guys are really embracing this is fantastic. And the truth is you're not the only ones that are sort of taking, being vocal advocates for the industry. I know I visited at your facility and you've had many elected officials, including Congresswoman Schakowsky, a number of local elected officials. Tell us about some of the things that they've told you.
Yeah. So, you know, they're certainly like Congresswoman, Schakowsky, we're right in her district here, and she has you know, the manufacturing industry very close to her heart, as well as Congressman Schneider as well. So, you know, they understand that it's kind of a political slam dunk anyway when you're talking about jobs that need to be created in manufacturing, and just kind of that's also very healthy for our economy to be making parts, making or creating wealth through manufacturing rather than giving all of our wealth away to another country, you know, through imports, in essence.
It is a political slam dunk, and something that Republicans, Democrats, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of agreement and a lot of support for what Symbol Job Training is doing. So, Tom, we've got about 30 seconds remaining in this segment. Tell us how people can learn more about your training programs and reach you.
Yeah, certainly. So they can, I recommend you come out to our website. It's www.symbol, and that's S-Y-M-B-O-L, training.edu. So all one word, www.symboltraining.edu. Or you could give us a call at 847-673-6500, or just feel free to shoot me an email at tpeters@symboljobtraining.com, and you know, we're more than happy to answer any and all questions.
Thanks, Tom, for joining us on the show. And Symbol Job Training is training the machinists of tomorrow. Family business, which is great. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship on Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-8145. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-8145. 1-800-700-8145.
You can join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove on July 8th. More information on that networking event and, of course, an opportunity to download podcasts from Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein is available on my website, shalomklein.com. Time to register for that July 8th morning networking event is now. Check out the website, shalomklein.com, and on the website you can also download the podcast and find out who's going to be up next on this show. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. One of the most agonizing marketing decisions a small retail business must make is whether to include printed yellow page ads in their plan and budget. It's a big decision because you commit for a full year, and they're expensive, especially in relation to other options like paid search through Google. You too often fail to closely track leads generated by your marketing initiatives. So when the yellow page contract is up, you have the same decision to make all over again. In the past, the yellow pages were the only reliable resource for retail businesses seeking a local audience. After word of mouth, consumers relied heavily on the yellow pages for services in a wide range of industries, and it took little work. You placed the ad, it ran for a year, and you waited for the phone to ring. Not so much today. Multiple studies confirm that consumers report using the internet first. In fact, I believe the statistic is 80% of the time. And when they need a new product or service, and Yellow Page is only second or third, only perhaps 50% of the time. And even if the consumer does reach for the printed Yellow Pages, your ad still has to stand out. Size, graphics, color, which ups the expense of being in the book. The convenience of set it up and forget about it is now trumped by the more labor-intensive but more productive search engine options online. If you think the yellow pages still have value for your business, make sure you immediately create a working system to track the sources of your business leads. Include an offer exclusively for respondents with a code for them to use when calling. Include a dedicated phone number to make tracking easier. If you have a website, create a special landing page solely for the ad. Review your competitors' ad. What are they doing to stand out? Which competitors have dropped out of the recent issue? If you know them, ask them why. Create a nice ad. For most people, 65% of the time spent looking at an ad is used to examine the image or the photo, with the remaining 35% spent reading the text. The bottom line, people, especially the older demographics, still do reach for a printed yellow page when they need a local business in a hurry. For instance, plumbers should think hard before they ditch their local phone books. Personal injury lawyers should also track their incoming leads closely before deciding to stop their ads. There are lots of examples of businesses that services folks with urgent needs who may benefit from staying in the books. But if your phone isn't ringing or your dedicated landing page is not seeing traffic from your yellow page placements, stop investing in it. Even if the yellow page rep is a close personal friend and a pillar down at the Chamber of Commerce, you don't run a charity and your business needs come first. Your networking tip of the week: treat networking as a treasure hunt. Go into a networking event with a sense of discovery and adventure, and you'll continually be surprised by the new resources, contacts, and opportunities that you'll find. Remember, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Once again, everettwealthsolutions.com or 708-771-7777. This is the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And this week, we heard from Linda Foreman about women in business. We spoke with David Levine from Illinois Nut and Candy. We spoke with Paul Miller from the Pauly Group about the political updates in our very, very tough climate here in Illinois. And we also just heard from our good friend Tom Peter of Symbol Job Training. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at ShalomKlein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at ShalomKlein. You'll be able to download podcasts from this show, find out about our upcoming guests. Tune in next week for more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. To success, let's get down to business. You are listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health